would have predicted 1,000 years ago that Latin would no longer be in practical use in 1,000 years' time? I mean, obviously Latin is still used in certain circumstances, but one would have to have an extraordinary education to be fluent in Latin. If you'd said that 1,000 years ago, people would have thought you were mad. So, in 1,000 years' time, will English still be a global language? We could all be speaking Martian by then if they land and take over. Who knows what's going to happen? To ask about the future of languages is really to ask about the future of society. And futurologists are just as unclear about what will happen as I am about language, because language, you see, is global for one reason only, and that is the power of the people who speak it. Power always drives language. There is no other reason to speak somebody else's language other than you want to improve the quality of your life, or you want to influence others in some way, or whatever it might be. I mean, the tradition in English, of course. English became global for a variety of reasons. First of all, as a consequence of the power of the British Empire. Later, due to American imperialism. In the 17th century, the power of the Industrial Revolution was a factor, as it meant that the language of science and technology became predominantly English. In the 19th century, it was the power of money. Money talks. And the two most financially mighty nations of the world were Britain and America, both of whom used English. The language of international banking became the pound and the dollar, English once again. And then in the 20th century, cultural power, as you all know, because every aspect of culture you've encountered has some sort of history in the English language, like pop songs, for example, international advertising, air traffic control, the development of radio and television, the development of the internet. The internet was 100% an English language medium when it started, though today only a fraction of the internet is English. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to think of scenarios where, for whatever reason, American power diminishes, the power of some other nations grows, and you get other parts of the world becoming more dominant, and, you know, people say, what about Chinese? Well, one day, maybe. At the moment, there's no sign of China wanting Chinese to be a global language, because they're all learning English in China for the most part. But you could imagine a scenario where it was the other way around. You might want to imagine a scenario in which Spanish is the fastest growing language in the world at the moment, population-wise, because of South America and Central America. And increasingly, in North America, Spanish is becoming very widely used. You can imagine a scenario where, one day, we might all end up speaking Spanish. In another scenario, you can imagine one day we might all end up speaking Arabic, for reasons that are perfectly obvious to anyone who looks at the world. So, all of these things could happen. At the moment, there's no sign that the dominance of English will be diminished in any way. The desire to learn English, the figures of learners are going up and up and up every year. At the moment, over 2 billion people speak English. There's never been so many people speaking one language before, and there's no sign of any slacking off in that trend. So, the long-term future, I have no idea. The short-term future, there will be no change.